Here are a few recent headlines that occurred in our county, San Bernardino. Cross city crime spree, suspect apprehended. Commercial burglaries lead to arrest, Rialto and Redlands. Argument turns to shooting outside Fontana liquor store. One hospitalized man and a woman are arrested for allegedly trying to rob an elderly couple in Upland. Four juveniles among six injured in a Montclair pursuit crash. Man arrested on suspicion of fatally stabbing a woman in Hesperia. Accused retail thieves steal supplies from Party City. Deputies find stolen goods from other thefts when they got caught in Victorville. Will you stop and pray for your city, where you live, to see a decrease in these types of crimes? Theft, robbery, juvenile vehicular endangerment, attempted murder, and an increase instead in respect for law, significant consequences for crimes committed, better peers that foster good citizenry, and a love to obey God's commands. Father, we are praying for our own city and our county where we live, that there would be an increase of the fear of you, O God, and an obedience to your commandments, and a decrease in crimes of passion and greed. We thank you for your word in Micah 2. They covet fields and take them by violence, houses and seize them, so they oppress a man in his house, a man and his inheritance. God, we pray that every spirit of covetousness and greed that's incited violence in our city would be stopped, and that causes families to suffer and be oppressed. We call instead, God, and loose the blessings of you, Father, to restore and assist the wounded. In Psalm 140, David prayed, "Deliver us, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve us from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison of asps is under their lips. Keep us, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve us from violent men who have proposed and purposed to make our steps stumble." We pray, God, for your sovereignty to manifest, to preserve citizens from the evil and violent man. We pray that the purpose of the violent man would be exposed, rooted out, and overthrown. We thank you that in Psalm 5, you pronounce the prayers to pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround them as with a shield. Father, we bind rebellion and the spirit of witchcraft. We loose instead favor, wisdom, discernment on those in authority, including policemen. We pray for no harm to befall the innocents, for integrity and righteousness to be upheld in all circumstances. We thank you that it is you, God, who avenges us in Psalm 18 and subdues the people under us. You deliver us from our enemies. You also lift us up over those who rise against us. You have delivered us from the violent people in the past. Therefore, we give thanks to you, O Lord, and sing praises to your name. We pray against all acts of retaliatory violence. We ask you, God, to expose every strategy in our city, in our county, through vigilante exploits and gang activity on an organized and street level. We pray for the youth to be liberated from violent men who are seeking them out. We thank you that in Psalm 86, great is your mercy toward us. You've delivered our soul from the depths of Sheol. God, the proud have risen against us. A mob of violent men have sought our lives and haven't set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. We pray that your hand, God, would intervene to deliver us from the tactics and assignments of the violent, and your mercy to be upon the law-abiding citizens. In conflict, let there be no manipulation of truth. In the mighty name of Jesus.